It was about this time of year, and Freddie said to his mummy, I really want to have a bicycle for Christmas. So Freddie's mummy said to Freddie, she said, Freddie, why don't you write to Father Christmas? Freddie knew a bit more about Christmas than that. So he sat down at his table and he started writing. Dear Jesus, I've been a very good boy this year, so please can I have a bicycle? Freddie looked at the letter. He thought about it. He scrunched it up. He threw it in the bin. He started writing again. Dear Jesus, I've not been a very naughty boy this year, so please can I have a bicycle? He looked at it. He thought about it. He put it in the bin again. He went to the lounge. And in the lounge, I don't know if we can have the slide, in the lounge on the mantelpiece was a nativity scene like this one. You know, a little model stable with a model Mary and Joseph, baby Jesus, the wise men and shepherds, donkey, cow and so on. And Freddie went to the little nativity scene. He grabbed the little model Mary. He took her, he went upstairs, he put it under his mattress. He went back downstairs and he started writing again. Dear Jesus, I have been a very naughty boy this year, but if you want to see your mummy again, you better give me a bicycle. Well, Freddie got a number of things wrong there. He got two things wrong in particular. Freddie thought that Christmas was about presents. And Freddie thought that to get a present from Jesus, you had to be really good. He got a couple of things wrong. Well, let's see what the Bible has to say about that. I'm going to look at one verse, which we just had read from 1 Timothy. And it's page 840 if you want to see it in your church Bibles. And you might have thought it was a funny verse to read at this time of year. But actually, it gets in a nutshell what Christmas is all about. Okay, this is the key to Christmas. 1 Timothy chapter 1, page 840 if you're there in the church Bibles. And verse 15. And we're going to pick it up halfway through. Where the Apostle Paul is writing to a young church leader in the first century, and he writes this: Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That is the key to Christmas. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And so the first thing that Freddie needs to understand, that we need to understand about Christmas, is this: that Christmas is about Christ. Christmas is about Christ. Christ Jesus came into the world. Now, to help us get a feel for this, I'm going to need a bit of help. I need four enthusiastic young people to come up and just do something very simple for me, please. Who's going to be quick and come up? Thank you, Joanne. Come on up. I need four, please. Yes, Robert. Brilliant. Come on up, please. And two more, please. Joel. Brilliant. Come on up. One more. Who's going to help me? You don't have to be small. You can be bigger. In fact, I need one person who's a bit bigger. That'd be helpful. Somebody. Yes. 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 Brilliant. Sophie, come on up. Thank you. Well done. Now, I'm going to give each of you one of these to hold, please. Yes, there are nappies on the back. Please ignore that. Brilliant. If you can hold that, please. Brilliant. Can you hold that, please? Can you hold that, please? Now, then, we need to work to get them in the right order. What we're trying to do is we're trying to write the word Christmas, okay? Can you see, George, do you want to help everyone to see if they can write the word Christmas with those letters so everyone can see that? Do you want to have a look and see if you can get people in the right order, please, Joel? Okay. Where do you think Sophie needs to go? Sophie goes there. Okay. Can you hold up your letters, please? Up really high so people can see them. Brilliant. Well done. Oh, you've tried really hard. You've done the best job you could. Well done.
But we're missing some letters.
We are missing some letters. Joanne. Brilliant. You're exactly right. We are missing some letters, and we don't need the X. In fact, now, I don't know why the Christmas card companies do this, so I'm not going to have a pop at them. But what they do when they write Happy Xmas, they're basically crossing Christ out of Christmas, aren't they? Because that X ought to be Christ, oughtn't it? It ought to be Christmas. Well, thank you. You can sit down. In fact, do you want to just sit down a minute? And I'm going to ask you to help me again in a minute, okay? Thank you. Let's just think about this for a minute. Okay. So they take the X, and the X ought to be Christ, oughtn't it? Because Christmas is about Christ. And so we just read in the Bible, do you remember, when they were watching their flocks out in the fields by night, and it was all dark, and perhaps the sheep were bleating a little bit, And suddenly the angel appeared and it was all very light and bright. And the angel said, do you remember what the angel said? He said, a saviour has been born. He is Christ the Lord. He is Christ the Lord. Christmas is about Christ. Now, Christ is not a surname, is it? So Jesus is not Mr. Christ and his mother wasn't Mrs. Christ. What does Christ mean? Somebody help me. What does Christ mean? Someone said anointed. Anointed. That's a long word. You're absolutely right. In language some of us can understand, what does Christ mean? What does Christ mean?
Messiah.
Someone. Messiah. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Again, a slightly long word.
Savior.
Well, it kind of means savior. Let's work on this. Christ means promised king. Christ means promised king. So all through the Bible, God kept on promising that he would send a king who would be a savior. That's right. He called him Messiah, called him anointed one. And that he would be king of all the world, and that he would be king forever. And that is what Christ means. And so Christmas is about Christ because it says that Christ Jesus came into the world. Jesus is the Christ, the promised king. And so the question is, what is Christmas about for us? What's Christmas about for us? I guess for some of us, it might be a little bit like Freddie, actually. And Christmas might be about presents. And so it's so exciting, isn't it? Presents are fine, aren't they? It's so exciting on Christmas Day morning when you wake up, and even when you're 32, you wake up, and there at the end of your bed is your stocking. It's so exciting. And you put your hand in, and you grab, and you pull out some chocolate coins. And you put your hand in, and you grab a satsuma. And you put your hand in, and you pull out a toothbrush. And it's so exciting. And Christmas presents are good, aren't they? But you know that Christmas is all about presents for you when you get angry, isn't it? When we get angry because we can't open the presents until after church. Or we can't open the presents until after lunch. Or perish the thought, we can't open the presents until after the family walk. And we get angry. When that happens, that means that Christmas is about presents for us. Or maybe Christmas is not about presents. Maybe Christmas is about family for us. Now, I've got to be careful here because family is a good thing, isn't it? And some of us will have a desperately sad Christmas, and rightly so, because there's family that ought to be there that are not. And that's very sad. But again, we know there's a problem. If we get angry because family choose to not to be with us, who could be with us? So they go to be with the in-laws or with the outlaws. And we get angry about that, or whatever it is. Or maybe Christmas is not about that for us. Maybe Christmas is about putting on a show for us. So we put on all that work to have all the lights in front of the house, and we stay up till 3 in the morning to make all the food and drink absolutely wonderful and make sure the presents are wrapped up beautifully. And we get so stressed. It's good to be hospitable, isn't it? But we get so stressed if it isn't just right. And actually, Christmas needs to be about Christ Jesus. It's his birthday party. So we shouldn't just shove him behind the door and focus on the other fun bits. Well, that's the first thing that Freddie needs to understand about Christmas. The Christmas is about Christ. And the last thing that Freddie needs to get about Christmas is that Christmas points to the cross. This will take a bit of thinking about. Christmas points to the cross. So we just read in those verses, 1 Timothy 1:15, Christ Jesus came into the world. Why? Why did he come? It said to save sinners. To save sinners. Christmas points to the cross. Now, can I have my four helpers up again, please? I need a little bit more help. If I can have Joel and Sophie and Robert and Joanne up again, please, if that's okay. Thank you very much. Now, which letters did you have? You had the X, didn't you?
I had the.
You had the sir. Brilliant. Thank you.
I had
you had the A, did you?
Yeah.
There you are. Is that the right way around? I think so. And you have them. Brilliant. Can you hold them up again, please, in the right order? Well done. So everyone can see them. Now, it doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Xmas doesn't really mean very much. But what happens if we do something a bit interesting? Okay, we'll just change it very slightly. Let's see what happens. What happens, Joel, if we just spin this around a little bit? Can you hold it like that, please? Okay, what does it say now? What does it say?
Crossmas.
Crossmas. Now, I'm sorry, that's really cheesy, isn't it? I'm really sorry about that. It's really cheesy, but it actually does something quite interesting, doesn't it? Well done, guys, you can sit down now. Thank you. Shall I just take those from you? Thank you.
Hiding the word.
Hiding the word, okay. Do you want to take it or shall I keep it? I'll keep it. Okay, thank you. So Christmas points to the cross. Now, again, that's a bit hard to understand, isn't it? But let's try and get our heads around this. Do you remember what the angel said to Joseph? Remember, before Jesus was born, Joseph was dreaming at night. I don't know what you dream about. But Joseph was dreaming, and the angel appeared to him in his dream, and the angel said, Joseph, it's okay. Mary's going to have a baby. That's okay. It's going to be God's baby. And the angel said to Joseph, the angel said, you must give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. You must give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Names mean something, don't they? I'm going to ask you in a minute what your name means, so please get ready to shout out. Let me tell you about my name, Reuben. It means look, a son. Look, a son. And that's about right, because I've got three elder sisters. So I guess when I was born, my mum and dad, they said, look, it's a son. Or maybe they said, oh no, it's a son. Anyway, that's me. What about you? Someone tell me, what does your name mean? Someone put up your hand and tell me, what does your name mean? Over there. Tom means twin. Thomas means twin. Brilliant. Thank you. You're not, are you? But hey, that's cool. Someone else, what does your name mean? Yes. Harvey means brave warrior. Now, there's something to live up to. Brilliant. One more.
Yes. Yeah.
Ask Chantel. Where is Chantel? Chantel, what does your name mean? Little angel. Brilliant. Well, that's appropriate, isn't it? One more. Sorry? Angela means a big angel. There you go. Well, you're perfect for the Christmas and the nativity, aren't you, between the two of you? Okay, I'm sure we'd go around the whole room, couldn't we? Names have meanings. And Jesus means something. Jesus' name means something. The angel said, you must give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Now, can someone tell me, what does Jesus mean? What does Jesus mean? Who knows what Jesus means? Here's a clue. The angel said, you must give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. You're all saying it, all whispering it. It means saviour, or it means God saves. God saves. And now we're getting nearer to the reason why Christmas points to the cross. Because Jesus saves us. Now, if we were floating on the sea, how would the cross save us? Well, if we were in a shipwreck, we could float on the cross like a kind of raft. If we were stuck in a burning building, how could the cross save us? Well, we could use it as a ram to kind of batter our way out of the building. But the Bible says our problem is our sin. He came to save sinners. And so how does the cross work? Well, it works like this. Jesus said, the most loving, the kindest man in the world. He said that we're dirty inside. That's what he said. He's the best teacher in the world. That's what he said. So we get angry when God says, obey your parents. And we get angry when God says, don't be greedy. And we get angry when God says, forgive people and love your enemies and save yourself to a marriage and whatever it is. But how does the cross save us? Because Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment for that sin. For that dirtiness inside us. That's what Jesus said, the loving, the most kindest person. He said, we do deserve that. But he said he died on the cross to take it for us. And that is how much God loves us. So Jesus is the only person in the world who was ever born to die. That was his mission. He was born to die. And that is why Christmas points to the cross. And so Freddie needs to know that Christmas is about Christ and not about presents. And Freddie needs to know that Christmas points to the cross, that he doesn't have to be a good boy to get Jesus' best present. He might not get a bicycle from Jesus, but he needs to know that he doesn't have to be a good boy. In fact, it's because he's a naughty boy that Jesus gives him the best present of friendship with God and forgiveness with God and life with God in heaven forever. And so what do we need to do? Well, we need to vote. We need to take an X, and we need to vote. If, as I close, The grown-ups, every few years, vote. That means that we choose who's going to be in charge of the country, who's going to be in the government, and so on. And what we need to do in our heads and our hearts is we need to vote. Now, what the grown-ups do, they take a slip of paper and they put a little X next to the name of the person or the group they want to be in charge. And in our heads and in our hearts, we need to take an X and put it next to the person we want to be in charge of our lives. Maybe it's me. Maybe we want to say, I'm in charge. And that way we won't have forgiveness and friendship and life with God. But if we put the X next to Jesus' name and we say, I'm trusting in him that he died in my place and I'm choosing him as my king, then we can have God's greatest gift. Well, we've seen what Christmas is about and what it's for. Shall I pray?